So we are happy to have as our invited guest today the illustrious Baba Araba Fayemi Elebuiban, the Araba of Oshogboland. Welcome, Baba.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
We're very excited about having you and receiving you here in the United States. We particularly in Oakland have been scrambling, and there's quite a buzz around the town as people are learning about your return. It's been a little time since we've seen you, so everyone is very excited. Today, yes, today what I have prepared for us for an interview is an opportunity for our listeners to learn more about your life and your amazing journey to becoming the Araba of Oshogbo, but also for those who don't know much about Yoruba civilization and the importance of the Araba to the smooth running and operation of the civilization. I thought we could also touch on some of the historical and organizational facts surrounding your office as the Araba. And so what I wanted to ask you first, Baba, is the history of the position of Araba. Can you share with us what is the history? What is the origin of this position of the Araba? Who was the first Araba?
Well, thank you very much. Let's just take the Oshogbo, for example. In a town where I came from, the history of Araba starts from a man named is a militant and Ifa priest. Ifa before. Mm-hmm. The title Araba is not peculiar in Oshogbo town, but they used to have a title called Oluwawo. Olu is the king. Awo is the priest. Oluwawo means head of all priests. The supreme head of all Ifa priests. That is the Oluwawo or Araba. Araba is an archbishop. Just like I tell you earlier, a man, a native of Oshogbo, and traveled to Ibadan. There used to be a lot of warlords in Ibadan, people like Idekunle and all those warrior people in Ibadan. This man used his knowledge of Ifa to help them during the war battle. So they award him title of Araba. So he's the one that brought the title of Araba to the city of Oshogbo. Araba is used to be head of all Ifa priests. It's a title given to a knowledgeable elder among the practitioners. This title is not hereditary. It used to be rotated among learned Ifa priests. And there used to be other chieftaincy that a man can pass before one became Araba. You can start from Alara, Ajero, Irini, Akoda, Asheda. You took this title one by one. If you are old enough, by the time you're getting old, you become Araba. And not only old, at some time, it has to do with knowledge. A person who is going to be giving time to Arabato must have knowledge to supersede all other Ifa priests in the temple. Because Araba used to administrate the time with the king. The function of Araba is has to do with the weekly prayer, which called Oshe, small week, 5 days on, and 17 days Itadogun. There used to be a chief priest who is Ojubona. Ojubona, we have to go to the king to obtain the kola every week. Bring the kola to the palace of Araba. Because the Iki Ifa, Ifa Adalu, Iki Ifa of the old city are in, at residence of Araba. It is Araba who kept the Iki Ifa for the city and taking care of it every week and annually. So Ojubona and Araba, we have to make prayer for the king, for inhabitants of the city, for the kingmaker, and all businessmen, all and sundry, every week and big week and annually. Apart from the weekly prayer, there used to be a 17th day, which is called Itadogun. This comes once in a month. All the Babalawo we assemble are about to lead all other priests to make the prayer. There be invocation, there be Ifa recitation, there be music and the ritual for the city on behalf of all Ifa priests. So, at any time, when there's a problem in the town, the king will summon Araba to the palace, explain the situation in the town. It is Araba who we have to assemble all other Ifa priests. That is the story today. They will have to define on behalf of the whole community and reveal the situation to the king prescribed ever has to make. The king will have to supply all ingredients to perform the sacrifice. If there is no rain, if there is any trouble in the town. So, this is the function of Araba, that Araba will have to work closely with the king. Not only that, annually, there used to be annual divination festival for the king, for the whole town. And all the Babalawo, they will have to meet at the palace of Araba. Araba used to have his own cabinet. These are Koda Asheta Irimi Ojubono. I wish all this, their work hand in hand with Araba. Every week they will have to deliberate what is going on in the town and among all other priests and all other devotees of Orisha in the town. We have to deliberate when the festival is coming up. What day is going to be the beginning of the festival? It is Araba who will send message to the king, inform him and all the kingmakers what they will need to offer for this festival and what day that are the chosen. The first day of the festival, all the priests, Babalawo, he will have to assemble at Palace of Farafa. After the food and drink, they will have to take a procession to the Grove of Ifa, the place where initiation ceremony used to be taking place. So they will have to clear the path, all the forest around. They will clean the floor, and each babalawo will have to present their colon, and they will make the prayer. Even the king and the kingmaker, they will have to send their own colon to the Grove of Ifa for the beginning of the festival. After the clearing of the path and the splitting the colon and the prayer, all the priests, they will take a procession to the shrine of Obaluaye. They will have to dance around the shrine 9 times. From there, all the babalawo will take procession to the king palace. They will have to inform the king the outcome of the ritual in the forest. The king will say the prayer for them. They will all make prayer to the king. The king will offer them a food and drink. From there, all the Ifa priests will have to take a procession from the palace of the king to the palace of Araba. They will have to inform the Araba the outcome of the ritual, what is happening in the grove. The Araba will welcome them at his own entrance of the house, dancing with them inside the compound, and they will have to offer a food and drink. After this, they will have to do a divination for the new festival that is coming, so that they can have a good celebration. When the Odu appear, they will have to interpret it and perform the prescribed sacrifice. They will have to wait for the following week. 9 days after the festival starts, all the babalawo will assemble at the palace of Araba. From there, they take procession to the king's family house, where the Ikeifa of the king is kept. This Ike has to be activated, washed and cleaned with different kinds of leaf of Ifa, and they will have to slaughter the four-legged animal. This thing also we have to invoke. After this, they will take procession from the family house to the palace to meet the king. They will inform the king the outcome of the ritual. The king will welcome them. The king will give them food and drink. They will have to depart, left the king palace, take a procession to the palace of Araba. So, from the palace of Araba, they will have to discuss necessary matter that arise. So, at night of that day, they will have to take a vigil. 17 Odu we have to recite music in perfection on each Odu. Music and songs, they will have to take a dance, making the prayer for the whole town, for the king, for the kingmaker, for all and sundry. At 5 a.m. the following day, they will have to slaughter four legged animals to appease the hearing. Poetry first of Ifa, they have been respite. So later in the day, by 10 a.m., all the babalawo and the king's family, they will take a procession from the family house to the king's palace to meet the king and his kings. Only has to pray to all important place where they have been buried, particular deeper, to prevent war to enter the city. The solo Ashiyere, we have to recite poetry first of Ifa and music. They will invite the king to come and dance. It is Araba, and who will go to invite the king to come and dance? The king and his queen, Ayaba, they will dance along with them. After the king came back to his seat, they invite other devotees to come to dance. Maybe the Oshun devotee, Oya devotee, Chabu devotee, Obatala devotee. They will have to come to dance one by one. They will sing a song of each Orisha for them. After this, they will have to slaughter another four-legged animal to appease the Iyere. The king will have to give them food and drink. From the king palace, all the Babalawo, they will have to take possession from the palace to the palace of Araba. That is where they're going to take a relax. They will eat food and discuss necessary matter. Until 5 days later. 5 days later, they will have to divide the king, Ikinifa. The Odu will appear, the interpret Odu, prescribe the Ebon. That was the end of annual King Festival in Oshogo. So those are some of the functions of Araba.
Those are magnificent. I can see that the Araba is essential to the king's festival and the way that the king will administer the city. But opposite side when the Araba celebrates, for example, his Ifa festival? Does the king also play a role in that as well?
You mean when Araba celebrates his own Ifa?
Yes.
Araba celebrates his own Ifa, all the chiefs, all the kingmakers will come. The king will not be present at the Araba's house, but all the kingmakers will come, and the king will have to spend a gift and the money for Araba.
And given that you are from Oshogbo, I'm sure you remember participating in both the Ifa festival of previous Arabas as well as the previous kings. What are some of your fondest memories of participating in the annual festivals from your childhood?
What have been saying, it has been practiced for a long time. Even when I was young, that is how we used to practice it. It has been continuous. It's a continuation of what we have been doing in the past when our father was there.
And so, because of that, Baba, how would you say, how important is it that we continue to teach the tradition and the culture to our children?
Well, the children used to learn from their parents. The children, we have to pay attention. In all this, what we have been saying, we take our children along. All what you have been doing, we don't left out the youth among us. So from here, they learn, they grow in it.
And today, Baba, are you involved in any activities to help rescue the teaching of the culture for all of those children and young people who may not have grown up in traditional families? I'm thinking of all of the people who've gone to school and have become associated with other religions or other cultures, and They no longer know the origins. Are there any efforts taking place right now to make sure that those children have a chance to come back home to the culture and practice the tradition as it has been done for thousands of generations?
The efforts have been made towards that. When I became a rabbi, there's a lot of changes that we have been making. I introduced a weekly teaching, a lesson from Ifa at the temple. I also empower our youth to research, to study more of Ifa so that it will help them to make them strong. All those who go to school, they have time to come at weekend, Saturday, to participate in all this.
That is excellent. That is very exciting, and it means that the future of Orisha will continue and it will grow into the future.
Yeah.
And Baba, when you think about the future of Orisha in Oshogbo and in the world, what are some of the things that you would hope to see develop in our practice, amongst our practitioners? What are some things that you think would be very helpful for our people to have in mind and to include in their practice?
I would like to let people study more this is only can save us, because by the time people pay attention to other vocations, like concentrate on education of other subjects, without a proper knowledge of Odrifa, they will be inactive. In order to become effectively, they will need to study properly, in depth of Odrifa. Those who want to practice, they need to study properly to be a good practitioner. And those who does not want to be this practitioner, who just like to be a devotee, be a worshipper, they also need to learn the philosophy, the knowledge of Ifa, to guide them, to be useful for them. That is why it's very important.
And Baba, when you think of the importance of the SA Ifa, sometimes people underestimate the significance of the SA. People are sometimes fond of saying, well, not everything is in the SA Ifa. And they may say, well, you know, a cell phone is not in SA Ifa, and a computer is not in SA Ifa, and spaceships are not in SA Ifa, so I can't get everything that I need to learn from the SA Ifa. What can you say to us so that we understand the content of SA Ifa and the power of SA Ifa? Why is it so important for us to study?
It is so important. SA Ifa is not going to be in a computer. SA Ifa is not going to be easy to get. One has to, it's just like a person who wants to become a doctor. You cannot just say, because you read a book about science and biology and became a doctor. The doctor will have to be trained. They will have to place your hand out of do things. And the same thing, when you want to become a pharmacy, you cannot just depend when you read the books about all the pharmacy, if you don't go for a training how to miss Aliban, water, this and that, to give you this and that. So that's the same thing. So one cannot just depend that you want to Google, you want to see all the information about Siva on a Google, on a computer. You have to learn from Oluwo, your master. You need to have a master, you need to find this time to study, to become a practitioner. That's the way it is.
And what about the content? My understanding of the SAFA is that everything that you want to know about the tradition is in the essay. If you want to know about certain rituals, or if you want to know the history of any Orisha, if you want to know the history of why certain Orisha have certain icons, if they use, you know, a horn or a rattle or a machete, all of those things are contained in the SAFA. What other kinds of knowledge are in the SAFA that make it so important for us to learn and study?
SAFA is it is embrace everything. There's nothing you want to learn that you cannot get when you talk about the Orisha. Take for example, I start a new book now, which is Ogo, about Ogo, Ogo the Pathfinder. That is my new book I'm writing. I think I collect several essays about the life of Ogo. Just like my style I did in Adventures of Obatala. When you take a look into my book, Adventures of Obatala, read about all what he has said on each episode. It will give you more insight. It enlightens you. It will motivate you. You know more about this particular Orisha we're talking about. And take a look at the Oriki. So, I take the same style. I want to present Ogun. Because many people have been writing about Ogun, 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 Ogun. But there's no one has already gone in depth. To know the in-depth, you have to go to SAFA. So, there's nothing you, if you just take a subject, take one something, and you start to research on it, you'll find the truth of it. Even about the science, the science there, issue, the science there. There's nothing you say you want to learn, you cannot get from SAFA, but it's not on computer.
I see. And you mentioned Oriki. What are the differences between, let's say, Kiki Orisha, Oriki, SAFA, or something like Shango Pikpe or Ijala? What are the differences between, what kind of different knowledge is in each of these different styles of oral tradition?
The oral tradition. That is where the knowledge, it is the Oriki, the placement of each Orisha, enable you to know character, lifestyle of the particular Orisha. Even ancestral lineage Oriki, it used to describe where the ancestor originated from. What they have been doing in the past, good or bad, all these are kept in Oriki. It is Oriki that will enable you to understand the lifestyle of the particular Orisha. The Ijala is different from Shango Pikpe and the Ereifa in tone. The tone, but they are teaching the same philosophy. And the same moral. But the tone that you used to use to recite them is totally different.
So from an artistic perspective,
the expression of a person who recites Ijala is a different kind of artist than someone who recites Shango Pipe. They have a different style.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all of these styles are taught in the, are they taught in the home, in the family, or do the priests get together and they teach one another these different styles?
This has been laid down from generation to generation. Hmm. It's not composed by a priest. It is what they learn from the Orisha themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It has never been added to. It has never been subtracted. It is so kept as it is.
Mm-hmm. It is the expression of the Orisha that comes through the artist then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Baba, when you think of other artistic styles, do the Orisha have other artistic styles that there's musical styles and are there dance styles and different styles of tailoring clothes, or is it only in the oral tradition that each Orisha has its own style of expression?
Each Orisha has their own style.
Mm-hmm.
Take for example now, when you talk about the Jala Ogun as a militant, as a warlord, the music of Ogun, it used to be fast.
Mm.
It used to be hard. Mm. And the song of Ogun is different from Ifa. Ifa is a gentle, knowledgeable wisdom. So the music of Ifa is different from the music of Ogun, and the song of Ifa is different from the Ijala song.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, Sogo. So it is to illustrate characteristics of each, the personality of this particular Orisha.
Mm-hmm. So rich. The culture is infinite in its creativity and its wisdom and beauty. Baba,
yeah.
I know your time is limited, so I won't keep you much longer. I just wonder when you talk about the different priesthoods and the different bodies of knowledge. Is it safe to say that each Orisha group is a university of its own? Can we say that the priesthood of Shango is like its own university, and the priesthood of Oshun is its own university? Or how would you describe the different bodies of knowledge of the different Orisha?
If it is only Ifa who is the administrator,
mm-hmm,
of all other Orisha.
Mm-hmm.
It is Ifa that used to, anytime they are in trouble, used to give advice how to worship, how to develop their own style. It is Orunla.
Mm-hmm.
It is the position that Olodumare gave to him.
Mm-hmm.
But each Orisha has their own university, they do have their own hierarchy, they have their own temple, they have their own chiefs, but nowadays, everything is kept in the same place. Before, we used to have house for Shango, house for Obatala, house for Oshun, but all these different things are form a unity.
Mm.
They worship in one place today.
Mm.
That is called Ile Ijuba.
Mm.
Because Ifa is the administrator of all Orisha.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So the Ile Ijuba is the place where all devotees can come and worship and pray and celebrate the Orisha?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. Baba, are there any other parting ideas or words that you want to share with the world community about your upcoming your work and your upcoming tour of the United States? What should we know? What should we expect? How should we prepare ourselves to really receive you well and elevate the position of Orisha in the United States?
Well, thank you. I will be coming. I would like to bring more knowledge to the community. I would like to screen my new film, which is called Akose Jaye, Roadmap of All Mankind. I would like to book signing my books, The Adventures of Obatala, Volume 1, Revised Edition. This book has been revised, and it's full lot of information and knowledge. So the other books and the other thing, White Man Dilemma. And if it is ready, I will take that one along. If not, I'm coming with the Apostle Jaye and book signing. We can also organize a lecture too. There's a lecture on several subjects. I'm ready to do that. Those who would like to have consultation for their own personal problem, and those who would like to have initiation, so I will be coming to do that to help them too. Those who are unable to travel, I know there are some people, they engage to do initiation, but traveling is the problem. So we are planning to help to rescue them to do this. So that is my plan.
That is fantastic. Baba, can you quickly or not quickly, but just what can you tell us about Akose Jaye? What is the roadmap of human destiny? What is it about?
It is about a ceremony that used to perform 3 days when a new baby arrives. This Akose Jaye is very important for all mankind because it is a roadmap, it is a ceremony to determine mission of individual, what is a taboo, who is the ancestor that reincarnated through the newborn baby, what are the mission of this newborn baby, what are the taboo. Some people, they marry a light complexion woman, whereas they're supposed to marry a black woman. It's a big problem. People marry black woman, they're supposed to marry a light complexion. Some people like black dress. It used to give them trouble. Some people like to use red clothes. And red clothes is forbidden for another person. All these kinds of things is we need to take into consideration for our safety, our guide, to enable us to be on the right path.
That is fantastic. That information is so deep and wonderful, and I think people are going to really enjoy that film. It'll be educational and entertaining as well. And the book that you mentioned of Ogun, this is a book.
That book is not ready yet. I'm writing on that. I've not finished it yet. But I have the revised edition of Obatala, and I'm going to bring that one along.
Excellent. Excellent. And will you bring any icons spiritual items like ileke or things for the shrine or things like that?
I have an exhibition in New Orleans. There's a museum in New Orleans who has agreed to showcase the sacred collection, Ifa artwork. I'm going to exhibit this Opo Ifa, Iroke Ifa, Ileke, the property, all the deed of Ifa, all those paraphernalia. And I also take a look into the old Ifa about each item, this object, what the origin of this and the function of them. So I wrote all articles on each object.
Wow.
So these are going to be in New Orleans in May. So we are going to have an exhibition.
That is going to be wonderful. I wish I could be in New Orleans for that one. Wow. I've always wanted to know those histories. And And then we also will here in Oakland will perform the Ifa Festival, and I wonder. When an Ifa festival takes place for an individual, is it appropriate for other people to celebrate their Ifa festival together, or is it something that is exclusively for the individual to venerate his or her Ifa?
Yes, it's